The founders forgot that we had medical liberty.
We seem to be losing by taking the side of the middle. And we seem to constantly be losing.
I think Trump has made some kind of arrangements with Russia.
This person has made the allegations that they were a man.
If there's content that's borderline, that's content that we basically will not.
There is no second best. There's no second best crypto asset.
Let's talk about science.
I respect you and I have a great deal of appreciation to you, JF, because in a time when everybody was attacking me, when Sargon doxed me and smeared me, you were the only one who gave me a platform, and you were very kind in helping me put the truth out there.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to JFG Tonight. Mortis says, Jeff, I have a quite long question for you regarding gender differences in neuroscience and was curious how I could reach out to you. Well, fuck your long question, bro. Most likely. I mean, there are some people who write to me and they bring interesting stuff that I feature on the show. But holy shit, people are sending me every day the greatest crap you can imagine. And it's like, bro, you send me stuff if you want an answer, in which case you should pay a super chat. Or you send me stuff for my own edification and for the audience, but in which case it should be interesting. So most likely your question is shit, but you can still send it. It's just gonna go on the pile of crap I receive on the everyday that's not worth anyone's look. I have to create a show that's interesting. Now, if your little pet question of your fucking gender difference in neuroscience is most likely some super specialized thing, it won't be entertainment material nor educational, and most likely it's something I've already talked about in the past. But if you do want to send your question, you can always send me a DM on Twitter. You can send me a DM on Discord. The links to my Twitter and Discord are in the description below. But fuck your question, most likely. And we are back to the regular. The super chat system has been maintained, it turned out, by Odyssey for one more month. So for this month, we will still be on the Stripe super chat system while they figure out the details of their development of the super chat based in blockchain technology. So I get one more month of interacting with you guys through the usual credit card based super chat system. Hopefully the transition goes smoothly at the end of the month. Today I've released a picture that normally every day I do it exclusively to my ex subscribers, but today I made an exception and posted it publicly. The state of the strip line, 10 days, ladies and gentlemen, and you can see the covering starts to crystallize salt and perhaps some mold, white mold growing on it. 10 days of dry aging. We are aiming for something like 60 to maybe even more. But man, that looks good. It looks like it has gained in taste and it will keep gaining. If you want the continuation of the story, Saturnshine says, has it been in the fridge? Yes, in the fridge, wrapped in paper towel. So instead of using the professional bag, I didn't have one and I would have to order it on the internet. I chose to use paper towel all around it to preserve the humidity. It's been working great. It's looking good. I'm very satisfied at the direction of this. Another type of very dried meat, although this one is salted, I think. But holy shit, is that beautiful. Look at this. This looks like maybe it could be ham or a pork. And they just cut the crust out. Wow. Oh, that looks good. Wow. They call this jamon serrano. So serrano, I do believe, means jambon, means ham. It's going well. It feels so great to be under the Trump presidency. Now, there's lots of emotions. There's lots of roller coasters in a Trump presidency. But it's been going awesome. Trump has already withdrawn his tariffs. He had made the threat of tariffs. And I was like, okay, is that for some sort of negotiation? He was saying it wasn't. But of course it was. And he simply has gotten Mexico and Canada to accept putting 10,000 personal helicopters monitoring the border. And he's gotten Mexico to crack down on its cartels and drug problems. And Canada, I mean, I don't even know how Canada is getting in all of this, because the fentanyl passing through Canada every year is super low. So it's kind of clownish that Trump went so hard, but now Trump has put a pause of 30 days to the tariffs. So it was really just a threat, because as soon as the two sides of the two borders have committed to taking care of checking their border, Trump was satisfied. Now, we don't know if the tariffs will come back in 30 days from now. I guess it depends on the satisfaction of Trump then, and on whether he has a long-term deal, as he said, with Canada and in Mexico, which is ridiculous because there's already a treaty. There's already a treaty linking these three countries. There is a free trade treaty. Now, Trump is right on some points. Canada has been disrespecting some of the spirit of this free trade country in many ways. First, you know, the banks are totally separated. There's Canadian banks on the Canada side, American banks on the American side. And that's because Canada put so many regulations that it's not really worth it for the everyday bank, the banks that are targeting base customers, to do it. So yes, you have JP Morgan having their little buildings in Canada, but other than this, you don't have bank services really for the people passing, because there's too much regulations. And, you know, there are other little dirty things that Canada does. It funds a lot its artistic side on the principle that, oh, well, our artists are not subject to free trade because it's culture and we need to protect our culture. And that way they bar access to, you know, American culture to penetrate Canada. They do the same in beer. You know, the Canadian beer industry has been protected for decades by a minimal price on beer. And beer costs a lot in Canada. It's crazy. And that's because the Canadian government doesn't allow the American companies to sell at their price that they would normally sell, because that would totally abolish Canadian beer production, other than specialized production and, you know, good tasting beer. But the commercial Budweiser style beer, America would totally abolish Canada. New guy says milk, beef. Yeah, there's a lot of industries that are controlled. Now, the bizarre thing with this whole thing is, if your problem is with Canadian regulation, why do you fold on the tariff question? Because Canada has accepted to put 10,000 staff personnel, and it's not even clear that it's new staff. Justin Trudeau has just committed there will be 10,000 people monitoring the border, but there may already be 10,000 people. So what kind of addition will that be? I don't know. So if your problem is truly with regulation, why do you fold on the tariff question based on only the immigration issue being solved? I guess it's one victory to score. Blanket says, Jeff, do you think Odyssey waiting to March to do the new monetization system is better? I think they should take their time, you know, developing an entirely new widget for a website that is quite operational as it stands. It's a tough job. So if they haven't developed the product to the point where they're confident it's super easy to use and it works for everyone, then sure, take one more month, it's better. Magister says, did Canada have unfair trade advantage with the USA previously, and Trump is just clamping down now? Well, other than this aspect, which is that I would acknowledge, is a Canadian cheating on the spirit of free trade. Now, there are, you know, philosophical questions. When you commit to free trade, you are supposed not to interfere. But what if your local jurisdiction, like what if Canada says we care about Canadian culture? Is that then in violation of the free trade agreement? Because now you favor Canadian artists for Canadian culture over American artists. It kind of is. And a free trade agreement truly only works in the context where you have a symmetry, where the other side will roughly have the same amount of regulations and they will be of an extent that is similar. If one side begins to advantage its side, and then you are out of the out of the agreement. So the Canadian, but other than this, I think it's kind of ridiculous, and it's okay. It's the position of the art of the deal. Trump overrepresents his power in the negotiation, but the concept that the U.S. is subsidizing Canada is kind of ridiculous. Because when you do a trade, it's one person wanting that product and getting it at lower price. You know, Americans are buying Canadian products simply because on certain markets, the products are less costly or they are more satisfying to the demand. The idea that this is a subsidy to Canada is kind of an overreach, but I guess it's Trump presenting his position as stronger than he needs to. That's always what he does.
I have a trans daughter. There are threats against her life. Just her existence as a human being.
You probably don't have a trans daughter. You have a brainwashed daughter.
There are people that want to annihilate her and people like her. The level of hatred, as if we haven't learned from fascism, like we haven't learned what the result of that is, the extermination of human beings. That is terrifying. So,
they're starting to come out of the woodworks. The leftists are really pissed about what's happening because there is a genuine dismantlement of the federal government. Now, we have to be careful in our celebrations, and Fadam on the Discord, you know, keeps reminding me, JF, this is Trump making the kind of modern left statism digestible by removing the most offensive layers of it. We should remind ourselves of this. Will we access true American greatness here, or are we getting sold the modern corrupt state by people who are shaving off what's most annoying about it to make it more swallowable for the American people? And I have to say, I don't fully know. I am taken by enthusiasm when I see the archness at which Trump is cracking down on the federal government. But let's not forget also that even the perpetrated cracking down that is happening, some of it will be reverted because you already have the Democrats on the street saying, hey, USAID, Elon Musk doesn't have the right to cut USAID. And if we let him cut USAID, he's going to then come cut intelligence agencies or the IRS. And I'm like, yeah, make it happen. But some of this will get reverted in court because the Congress determines if something gets funded. And in a way, the executive doesn't really have the right of doing what they're doing right now. But they're doing it in a way that I'm enthusiastic about, in the sense that if Elon Musk succeeds at moving the general populace feeling about certain of these things that he's canceling, then you're going to have pressure on the Congress. Like, if Elon controls the minds of the American people strongly enough, he may be able to convince the political class, hey, you don't want to be associated with USAID. We have tarnished them fully in the public eye. You won't want your name attached to a vote that preserves it. So in a way, the executive has to act overtly so that eventually in a negotiation with Congress, we have a complete defunding of these entities. But arguably, the executive has the right to cut a lot. And with the Supreme Court on their side, it's going to become beautiful because the Supreme Court, with their abolition of the Chevron deference, will accept all of the cuts of Elon Musk that are not written in statute. So if the Congress has not written, we want this secretary to be paid that much, we want her to be doing that job, then it gives a space to Elon Musk to say, well, it's not written in statutes. We therefore can get rid of her. HHH White Pill says, Jeff, given you are a public figure, would you see a Jewish doctor or would you fear some kind of retaliation? It's a good question. I've had doctors that were immigrants, and I've not been scared. I think that if you're kind of intelligent anyway, you are at equal standing with your doctor. Like, I don't blindly trust my doctor. And so sometimes I've had doctors that were Indians, and they weren't shitting in the room itself, the clinic room. They weren't shitting on the floor or whatever. So it worked in that sense. And I was able to evaluate their competence. Now, I never had a Jewish doctor. Perhaps I would be hesitant on this one, knowing the mind of the Jew, you know, more. So someone was saying, Jeff, you know the Jew more than he knows himself. I kind of agree. I kind of agree. So I don't know if I would feel comfortable there. But at the same time, I am totally capable of evaluating the quality of the service, because turns out I have a PhD in a faculty of medicine. And so I could be teaching some of the courses that these doctors get. So I am capable of, I know if I'm faced with a competent person or a non-competent one. Let's have a look here. Oh, boy.
You just think everyone should have food and shelter? Yes. Yes, I fucking do. And I am tired of people trying to convince me that that's ridiculous. Okay.
It is ridiculous. Look at you. You are an unproductive member of society. You are displaying your brokenness on your own body by adding pieces of metal to your skin. You don't have the means to produce what you want to give to others. So food and shelter. Did you ever build a house? Did you ever harvest vegetables? I seriously doubt that you've done any of these things in any particularly productive way. And if you've ever participated to these activities, it would be merely as an employee that has produced the value that you got paid for. And that value is not enough to pay for houses to everyone, or for food for everyone. And so if you think it's possible for society to give free stuff, start with yourself. How much can you make in a year? How many people can you cover in terms of giving out free food?
Okay, I am tired of existing in a world where there are dumpsters full of edible food because someone didn't exchange the imaginary shiny rocks for it, okay? Every single one of our problems can be traced back to capitalism.
You are creating imaginary shiny rocks of your own. Those are the shiny rocks of woman speech. notice that as a woman, she can't help but be begging. She's begging for the rest of society to pay for her project of fairness. There is wasted food because there is an impossibility to fully coordinate the demand to the offer. And that will always be the case. There would be wasted food in a communist nation that totally centrally controls and wants to give food to everyone. You would end up with a little too much lettuce here, a little too many breads here, and there would be waste. Or if there's no waste, it's because you're not addressing fully the need. That's not a problem. It's not a problem that there is waste of food. You don't even have the funds. Sorry, you don't even have the funds to have a set of trucks that would come to grab that food at the right moment when it's not been sold to properly bring it and prepare it for the people you want to give them to, let alone reformulate the whole of society to be around a free food system, which, by the way, you'll never get more waste than when you give food for free. Never. And so this woman shows you what the female cognition does when it's driving an helicopter or when it's trying to argue about what we should do in society. She's in demand mode. Notice that men don't argue that way, except extremely effeminate men who are speaking with a super high pitched voice. Men don't argue that way, but she is in demand mode. What's this mode? Well, it's the mode that the females had to use historically to survive. They were seeing a husband and they were saying, I need this and I need this for the kids and I need that and I need. And the husband's work was to address. Now, they continue to use this framing even when they argue politically. What they haven't understood is that politics is the science of competition, of competing parasitic entities. And if you give anything free in politics, it gets stolen.
I mean, some asshole who wanted to make more money by doing less, and oh my God, we have...
Capitalism is not built for some asshole who wanted to make more money. Capitalism is the very precious system, the only one that we have found that can properly redistribute control. Now, that is, think about this one for a long time, because if you don't understand that capitalism is the only way we found that the future controllers of the world, and it's a time expiry thing, it's not forever, but the people who can invest in the next round of a company are people who have been successful before. Therefore, they have proven that they were better managers of money than anyone else. That is the mechanism of capitalism. It's not for people to make more money. It's for that money to be properly redistributed.
We have enough. We're just not giving it to people. We will do everything but just give people homes.
See, she's right here in a way. Within the leftist frame, this girl doesn't understand why are we paying the roads for people, but we're not giving them food. Isn't that special? It's a ridiculous aspect of state growth, which is that the state has grown to address mundane needs of the collective, but it has failed to grow in a way that addresses base needs for the populace. That is a fascinating thing. Like, when I was a young kid, I was looking at the Quebec health system, and I was like, how is it that we guarantee heart surgery, we guarantee healthcare, but if someone comes to the hospital and says, I'm sick because I don't have money, I can't eat, I don't have enough money to eat, we don't guarantee food. What if your sickness, what if the reason you're unhealthy is that you've not eaten? Well, then the government lets you starve, kind of. I know there are food programs and everything, but it's kind of weird when you see that. But that's the consequence of a state that develops to address a popular need that is of the middle class. The government has evolved to address the needs of the people who have money and vote. Not the base people who have nothing and can't eat and the homeless. Although we're seeing it more and more in California. Bernard says, I've been homeless for 3 months in the UK and they literally just give you a house, like she says, eventually. Yeah, I know that these programs are birthing in cities. They shouldn't be. But in a way, her side of politics won in many places of Earth.
And food! You know how much more productive people would be if they weren't spending every minute of their waking lives worrying about how they're going to survive?
They would be absolutely unproductive. See, that's where she makes an error. She has the Marxist ideal that once people are freed from the concern of their basic needs and existence, they will suddenly become super productive individuals. That's not what it is. People have to be put against a struggle. If they don't struggle, they become extremely lazy. Can you imagine if you had the choice whether you're going to go work today, whether you're going to go work the next day? It's incredible how much people work less. People don't work for fun. We can appreciate our work. We can say, I love that work, but the reality is we would all choose not to work if we had a choice, and that the work that we would keep would be less than 10% of what we're truly capable of doing.
If you need the threat of starvation and homelessness to contribute to anything, that's a fucking you problem, okay?
No, it's the problem of everyone. And it's your problem indeed. Look at how unfit you show yourself to be for society. You need a motivation to be more productive, because even in this society, which you consider violent and extortionist, you have not achieved much productivity of your own. Man to Man Alliance says, force the homeless and addicted to be rehabilitated, educated, and trained in a variety of useful jobs and trades. I'm personally not for this. I'm personally for letting the homeless be homeless, but don't try to save people. Don't try to save people who have most of the time chosen this lifestyle. You're not going to get amazing electrical work. You're not going to get amazing plumbers spawning from the homeless population. Don't do this. And the thing is, if we start paying for their courses, then it becomes a whole skewed market in which really the teachers are incentivized to make it look like they're doing good for society. So the teachers end up, it's a scam. They end up being paid by the state for something that the market truly doesn't need. The fact is, if there were great opportunities for homeless people in our society, a private corporation would just go grab them on the streets and you want a job? Let's go. If they were so productive, an intelligent CEO of a corporation would be like, I only employ homeless people. They had this flavor to the building. When you enter the building, you can smell it. Nick Sartor says, President Trump has just placed dozens of Department of Education officials on leave per ABC News. These employees received a letter today with few details, but believe the common denominator is they all attended a diversity change agent training program. The Trump administration has dropped a freaking nuke on DEI in just 2 weeks. Absolutely beautiful. And we are hearing that the next target of Elon Musk for government optimization should be the Department of Education, and the plan seems to be that anything that is not in statutes required by Congress will not exist anymore. Basically, the department is expected to be completely dismantled. Holy shit. Justin Bieber spotted like he's been holding Ethereum for the last week. Is that Justin Bieber for real? Oh, man. These superstars with baby faces, we tend to forget they will become men one day and they will just look like your average male. And on top of it, you know, you can expect that Justin Bieber may have been into some degree of drugs or maybe some things that have made him age a little faster, maybe stress of... I mean, look at me. Don't I look younger and more baby face healthy than Justin Bieber right now? I mean, look at the shininess of my skin. I look better than Justin Bieber. I would have never known that. Blanket says it is the Diddy effect. Oh, okay, the raping by Puff Daddy, P. Diddy, would have made him age faster. Well, I didn't get raped by P. Diddy, so I guess that's why. The best video of the crash over the Reagan Airport. In fact, this is the clearest video we've now obtained. And the airport employees who have leaked this video are now under investigation and seems like they will be fired and even prosecuted for revealing state secrets or whatever. They were airport employees. Personally, this is one aspect I don't like of Trump. If you're going to be a modern president, respect the Edward Snowdens, respect the Julian Assange, respect the people who have shown the inappropriateness of the deep state in one way or another. In the case of Julian Assange in War, in the case of Edward Snowden in Surveillance, in the case of these two airport employees, in terms of how lesbians drive helicopters. I mean, look at this. So we are learning first that it was not just a woman. It was a lesbian woman who participated to Pride events. And they have delayed the release of her name for 2-3 days, if I can remember correctly. And we now know that her parents say she was a good daughter, a good sister, and a good partner. So they didn't say wife, they said partner, probably because she was a lesbian. And she was on all these pictures of pride parades. And look at how she points. Can I answer your question? She was basically a Biden aide. This is very weird. So a Biden aide, a military helicopter pilot, in the case of emergencies for national security. I would like to suggest a hypothesis here, because lesbians can be pretty violent. Lesbians are some of the most violent women. They have high testosterone, and sometimes they can't handle it. You know, males with the level of testosterone of a lesbian, they don't become super aggressive. But males have developed to handle this testosterone. The female brain is not prepared. So is it possible that she intentionally crashed into the plane because of the Trump election? I think it's something we should study. Is it possible that she was like, fuck it, I developed my whole career around the assumption that I would be in state security, aide of Biden. Biden is not there anymore. She was desperate. Maybe she didn't leave any manifesto. How are we going to know if that's true? Well, personally, I suggest we look at the exact... I don't know if we'll have the black box of the helicopter and the precise trajectory. But to me, the question is, in the last few seconds, was it looking like she was trying to go toward the collision or drive away from it? Is there any sign that she attempted to stop this collision from happening? Because then we would be able to tell the difference between incompetence and lesbian terrorism.
The American Airlines plane can be seen flying towards the airport.
I mean, what would be the difference in this video if she had done it intentionally? Like, what does it look like to fly an helicopter intentionally into a plane?
The American Airlines plane can be seen flying towards the airport before the two collide.
The fact that this is such a unique event that appears to have necessitated carelessness on many dimensions, elevation, perhaps the simplest hypothesis at this point is that we had someone extremely frustrated, very close to Biden, lesbian. She was seeing the Trump executive orders on trans, was super pissed, and she decided, I'm going to do school shooter style. I'm going to take down 60 people with me. Is it possible? I'm asking the question. I don't think it's necessarily the case, but at what point does this become the primary hypothesis? Well, I would like to see the driving data. I would like to see what are the last second movement of this helicopter. Although there is the claim in aviation, and I will grant this, there is the claim that she may have never seen the plane, that she may have been at such an altitude and angle that the plane just wasn't in her field of view until it collided. Still, I would be interested in those last few seconds. Lesbian Biden aide accidentally rams military helicopter into plane. Here we have many pictures of that woman, parts of diversity groups. Okay. Jungle visits. Acting like a cool dude in the Washington, D.C. press conference room. Bizarre position that she had, where she was around the entourage, the political entourage of Biden, but also just a military pilot. Bizarre to me. Now, she was training under only 500 hours, which people are telling me is not super experienced. So she had gained all of her experience basically under Biden. DK Shadow says she was being groomed for something. That is an hypothesis. So now all of this tariff war is kind of outdated, but Tim Pool was saying the extraction of the U.S. economy is over. If a country can't survive without U.S. subsidy or support, then they shouldn't. This goes for any and every country. So that was his participation to the whole Trump noise around tariffs, which I'm always disappointed because when Trump reduces, I was excited about the tariffs because I was like, let's crash the liberal provinces of Canada. Let's make their lives impossible because who would be hurt by these tariffs? It would be the people who are consumers, really. I was looking at my life. I consume local energy, natural gas, sold from within the province. I consume beef. I call the local farmer. He brings me wonderful beef. I consume local eggs from local farmers. There's not much in my life that gets more costly under Trump's tariffs. Maybe you could argue the machinery for farms can be impacted, but this is very, very long term, and we would have been able to handle some degree of tariffs. Who's really hurt by tariffs are the city consumer lifestyle, who everything they consume comes from the outside. And so, yeah, they don't differentiate between local beef and international beef. It's all about what can be the cheapest. So all in all, I was extremely enthusiastic about those tariffs, but then you end up being disappointed because Trump is willing to pass them on just the grand thing of basic little victories in terms of immigration and border enforcement. Canadian dollar fell to the lowest since 2003 during the during the whole tariff war. We learned that Bishop Marian Boudet's Episcopal Migration Ministries collected $53 million from government programs in 2023 for immigrant resettlement. Now we know why she gave Trump the multicultural Marxist lecture. She warned him because money was on the line. Wow. Can you imagine this? She dares show up at a religious meeting claiming to be making an argument for pity toward, you know, that there are people who are in fear. Careful for the people who are in fear. She claims that this is all biblical, but she's cashing in $53 million in the bank from the Biden administration to ensure that these scared people are being settled in America. Holy shit. A very hard statement from the United States during the war. Eventually, Mexico fell. Mexico kneeled to Trump. But Trump had made this whole statement that was saying that basically Mexico, Canada, China are kind of collaborating with the cartels, collaborating with the drug smuggling, and that this had to stop. Again, a very roller coaster couple of days, all of this for the countries finally settling and saying, I found it super unintelligent. Trudeau and the Ontario government were super aggressive and they wanted to engage in a trade war. And they had announced, oh, we're going to have our own tariffs. But here's the thing, the Canada is too small to matter to America. And America is too big for Canada. It's so big that it determines, like, for example, most of the super chats I do come from Americans. And, you know, when you send me U.S. money, this is why I love the tariffs. When you send me U.S. money, it buys more Canadian dollars under the tariffs. So I was, I'm basically, because my audience is American a lot, my well-being is in fusion with the American. When things get better for Americans, it gets better for me too. So I found it absolutely stupid what the Ontario government and Trudeau tried to do at the beginning. Instead of going straight for the negotiation, like, what do you want, Trump? You want 10,000 soldiers at the border? Sure, our soldiers are just being lazy in some base. We can send them easily at the border. And that's a done deal. Instead of doing this, they engage in this trade war. We will put 25% tariffs ourselves. And if that had continued down this line, I was seeing the possibility. This is why I was excited. I was seeing the possibility of Alberta potentially joining the U.S., separating from Canada. That is on the basis of a big war of trade like this. Already Trump had given an advantage to Alberta. He had put only 10% tariffs on energy and 25% on the rest. What does that mean? It means that the energy-producing province, Alberta, would have been advantage with respect to the other province. It would have gotten richer than the other province in this transaction. And on top of it, Trudeau was said to put tariffs against that were specifically targeting the economies of the red state to get at Trump. Now, this kind of situation where you have an overly liberal federal government in Canada, a more conservative Republican government in the U.S., this tension, the pressure that they put differentially on their states and their provinces, could have led to a natural alliance emerging between Alberta and the U.S. And then finally, Trump, instead of saying, I want Canada to be the 51st state, maybe Alberta could have realistically become the 51st state. That would have been absolutely beautiful. And this has to happen in a way at one point or another. because Alberta, as Jordan Peterson made the point in his editorial last week, Alberta is getting drained from its energy by the bureaucratic states of other provinces. Trudeau says that that is another concession that Canada did. They will have 10,000 troops. The tariffs will be delayed for 30 days. Trudeau will name a fentanyl czar. A fentanyl czar. Someone busy enforcing fentanyl banning in Canada and especially smuggling at the border. Interesting. Bernard says, JF, one thing I didn't quite get from your book is whether you believe in memes. If so, do you think there are any memes that are critical to survival? I don't believe in memes. In my book, I call memes fool replicators. That means they do make copies, but it doesn't matter from an evolutionary perspective, because they are transmitted by DNA-based beings, which I call trickster printers. So memes are not life forms. They are life forms in the same way, they are Darwinian life forms in the same way that a bunch of squirrels in a lab would be if you were to play with their genes and determine what their genes are. If you're determining what their genes are, they're not evolving naturally anymore. They're evolving in the direction that you set, because you're a trickster printer. Boiling Frog says, trickster printer, haha. Yes, trickster printer is a word of my invention, which illustrates what happens when you constantly genetically modify the life forms around you. Well, you are a trickster printer. What does that mean for those life forms that get modified? Well, Darwinian evolution doesn't apply to them anymore. It applies to you. Maybe Darwinian evolution applies to the farmer. Darwinian evolution applies to the farmer's interaction with the life form. But the life form doesn't evolve by the standards of its survival anymore. Sometimes its survival will be well aligned with the farmer. For example, pigs and cows, they were well aligned with farmers, meaning the farmers were modifying them, but it was good for them to be modified in that way because it was making the farmer have more money and care more for their reproduction. But if you're at every generation changing on demand the genetic code of a life form, then it's not evolving in a Darwinian fashion. It's evolving according to your whims, the whims of the trickster printer. What I claim about memes is that human culture is evolving according to the whims of the human brain. The whims of the human brain are printing new memes into existence on demand, modifying the existing memes. In fact, we have a whole host of psychological adaptations that are apparently designed to modify memes. Taboos, deception, hiding, revealing some information, keeping some other secrets, secrecy, passwords, encryption. We have basically a whole tradition of human culture meant at modifying memes genetically, if you want to consider memes life forms. But as I've made the case, they don't have a genetic constitution because they're not a life form, because they are being printed by a trickster printer. So no, I don't believe in memes. Now, your second question was, do you think there are any memes that are critical to survival? Well, I do believe that there are memes that are critical for survival, but they are simply not life forms. They are not subject to the rules of natural evolution. They are subject to a mutated form of it, which is non-Darwinian, controlled, trickster printer type of evolution, which I call fool replicators in my book. Now, there are memes there is information in human culture that is necessary for survival. But that's how we should see it. It's information flow. It's a moral signal. It's not a life form. Blanket says, JF, memes are one of the best ways to fight in the culture. Well, you're talking about internet memes here, which overlap with the concept of meme, but is not entirely the same. Arnaud Bertrand says, it's becoming clearer and clearer that we're looking at a seismic shift in the U.S. relationship with the world between, one, the U.S. dismantling its foreign interference apparatus like USAID, two, Marco Rubio stating that we're now in a multipolar world with multi-great power in different parts of the planet, and that the post-war global order is not just obsolete, it is now a weapon being used against us. And three, the tariffs on supposed allies like Mexico, Canada, or the EU. So the point of the whole text, I won't read it in full, but it's to say it may look like America is losing power, but that power is already lost in a way. That power, effectively, that power doesn't exist anymore. There is no way for America to continue investing in controlling the whole world. And so that what we're seeing is a reversal of America toward its inside, which I think is a desirable direction. I'm very enthusiastic about this. Let's see some gameplay from the Battlefield teaser trailer. Very interesting, extremely detailed effects, visual effects of destruction of buildings, of the environment. Wow. Boiling Frog says, video games are like porn, online male energy sinkholes. Maybe it is, indeed. Maybe it is. The young people who are working for Doge have been basically doxxed, or it was revealed who they were. And Elon Musk is not happy about this. And there is a hit piece in the mainstream media about how they are young and inexperienced. How is it that these young males can decide where money will be in the government? First, I think it's absolutely ridiculous, this idea that young males would be unfit. Like, yeah, young males have always made history, made the greatest discoveries. They've advanced civilization in basically all dimensions. And like this guy, this guy happens to be fascinated by ancient scrolls, and he's applied some AI algorithms to try to decipher in a contest when they discovered some old scrolls that were burnt. They had access to a couple of letters from those scrolls, and he won $40,000 by decoding a series of letters that ended up meaning purple. Purple. Okay, so we know that this burnt scroll contained the word purple. Okay, that's geeky, but it is the example of a white man, a white autistic male, pursuing his autism into advancing civilization. Because we're talking about a set of scrolls that no one knew the translation for. They were ancient scrolls, and all the experts didn't know what it was saying. So people were comparing the media critiques of this guy. They are losers. They are losers employed at these mainstream media outlets. They don't have anything going for them. This was the piece, the young, inexperienced engineers aiding Elon Musk government takeover. Engineers between 19 and 24, most linked to Musk's companies, are playing a key role as he seizes control of federal infrastructure. I call them the data bros. Now, it seems that a lot of these young guys, of course, young men are the way to go. I'm super enthusiastic about the fact that they are young men. No one else will ever have the drive to reform civilization than young white men. I know what is young white men energy because I was once rolling on it. You know, I'm now an old man. But when I wrote The Revolutionary Phenotype, it was on young male energy. Pissed off young men, you know, with an anger about the inappropriateness of the world. You need this. You need this if you're going to take all these ridiculous mainstream media attacks. And I was quoting a tweet showing the face of this young man, and it got deleted, perhaps by Elon. You're unable to view this post because this account owner limits who can view their post. But when I click on it, it totally disappeared. So it's not a case of the guy blocked me. It seems that Elon is deleting on Twitter the doxings of these Doge young men. Now, one thing I learned from this article, which is relevant, the data bros are apparently provided by gay financier Peter Thiel. Is Doge really an operation for government efficiency, or is it the seed for a hostile takeover by Thiel? That is important because in the process of the tension that we are right now, we have Elon Musk coming in, doing firings that are potentially, some of it is illegal. Potentially some of it gets reverted in court. But when it gets reverted in court, who will come in to fill in the seats that were forcibly evacuated? What we're seeing is potentially a strategy meant to put people that are under the control of Peter Thiel into positions of power, a hostile takeover of the federal workforce, which I'm half enthusiastic about. I'm enthusiastic that the system is getting messed up, that the swamp is getting drained. But if you're draining the swamp to replace it with another swamp, I'm very worried about this other swamp, especially since it's controlled by a bunch of people who seem to have interest in AI control of people, like Peter Thiel, these young programmers of Elon Musk. Elon Musk has invested in what? Robotics, brain interface with machine, and you have the Palantir people interested in the AI. Targeting of missiles, targeting of military operation. If all of these people that get placed in the seats once the cleaning has been happening, they are even more corrupt than the previous generation, and they are looking to enrich this kind of branch of Trump supporters, then I'm extremely worried about it. That is what I had to say on this. This was the ridiculous response on the Ontario side. Starting today and until US tariffs are removed, Ontario is banning American companies from provincial contracts. So it's like, oh yeah, you're going at war with America. How will that end up? And they even canceled a $100 million Starlink deal. Now this is really going to try to punish Elon Musk for his personal role in a government decision that ultimately stems from Trump. Elon Musk was mocking the cancellation, saying, oh well. Yeah, I think that Elon can take the hit. Frog Eyes says, Jeff, can you cover this story real quick? Real quick. Urgent help sought for 100 Thai women forced into human egg farm in Georgia. The Pavena Foundation has urged the Thai government to seek China's help in cracking down on a Chinese gang that has lured and forced around 100 Thai women into an illegal human egg farm in Georgia. Well, I mean, what do you want? So that's on nationthailand.com. What commentary do you want from me here? Yes, females are egg farms. Sometimes they get captured in a bigger egg farm, which we call egg farms. Yes, there is danger. There is human trafficking happening in the world. That's why it's not particularly smart to send your children to public locations without surveillance, to public school. We've had the UK react to child kidnapping by sending a letter to the parents that were saying, try to send your children 2x2. Walk in pairs and avoid entering vans. That is what the public school system ultimately has to protect your children. We're gonna have these young girls walk hand in hand, 2x2. It's like, what a way to double the successful kidnappings. Just be careful. Don't get kidnapped, and have a strategy of defense in general in life. People are so trusting of society. We cannot be anymore. We cannot be, because society is being engineered to be unsafe. So we cannot be trusting of the general mechanism of society, like law enforcement being abandoned by our cities, immigration enforcement being abandoned by the federal government before Trump, and perhaps to an extent by Trump, because some people are still arguing that the number of deportation we have, which by the way has been kept secret for the last 2 days, ICE has been reporting numbers when they were big or slightly bigger. They have not been reporting for 2 days, and Nick Fuentes is asking on Twitter today, what's happening, ICE? Are you hiding it when it's low? Because it seems that at the current rate, we may not expulse more than Barack Obama has done under his presidency. Trump's DC US attorney says that any threats, confrontations, or other actions in any way that impacts what Elon Musk's people are doing will be investigated by his office, since that may break numerous laws. So that was a message to the media and the people on social media who are threatening the young Doge employees, the young Doge coders. And it's say, if you try to threaten these guys or you interfere with their function, you would have violated criminal law, and we will prosecute you. Democrat Rep. Jamie Raskin, very pissed that USAID is getting abolished. USAID, by the way, is not even aid. It's a program that uses American money to wage influence out there. Like, oh yeah, don't you want to change your country in that direction? We're going to give you US money. And the direction that it often pulls toward is LGBT, DEI initiatives that were pushed by Biden. So how is it that we're spending money so that Serbia is more trans-inclusive? Well, somehow we were.
Elon Musk. Elon Musk, you didn't create U.S. aid. The United States Congress did for the American people. Right. And just like Elon Musk did not create USAID, he doesn't have the power to destroy it. And who's going to stop him? We are. We're going to stop him.
So these people are about to go to court, and they will ask that everything that Elon is doing gets undone. And it will be a major fight in court about what did Congress really order. Did Congress order that USAID would pay money towards Serbia to be trans inclusive? Probably not. Congress probably just gave piles of money and said general goals, blah blah blah. But ultimately, the executive will have a lot of power to say, well, anything that's not written in law, we don't want to do. We don't want to do that extra with the extra money. And so we're going to take the pile of money and leave it in the treasury because we didn't need it to accomplish all of the purpose in the Congress statutes. So it's going to, whatever they succeed at doing in courts, given that we have the Supreme Court on our side and that they are very interested at dismantling the deep state, I believe that we will have most likely a victory, or that will preserve most of the elimination that Elon Musk is doing. That's my hope, at least. This morning, 20 consulting contracts, mostly focused on strategic communication and executive coaching, were terminated for immediate savings of $26 million. USAID promoting gender equality. Oh, that is another story. But these little contracts that were ultimately politicians sending money into their home friend networks, and oh yeah, you're going to be my executive coach. You're going to be the executive coach of this government employee to make him more zen. Make him. We're investing $21 million. In making our federal employees more zen. And we need to hire this executive coach, which happens to be my wife also. Elon Musk says the US government used taxpayer money to fund bioweapon research, including COVID-19. Did you know that USAID, using your tax dollar, funded bioweapon research, including COVID-19, that killed millions of people? People are discussing. The set of circumstances are quite interesting in the fact that Fauci, funded since 2014 an initiative in China, Wuhan, China, to be developing and discovering potential future coronaviruses that would be dangerous to humans. Okay, that's awfully close to the accomplished goal. Some of the people on that program from Eco Health Alliance, funded by Eco Health Alliance, ended up being some of the patient number zero or one of the coronavirus, the COVID-19 virus. And Joe Biden pardoned Fauci retroactively for any action taken since 2014. Isn't it fascinating that in the pardon, you basically have an admission of just how far back it goes? It goes as far back as when Fauci started funding this Eco Alliance research on modified coronaviruses that were targeting specifically, coronavirus targets specifically ACE receptors, and that's how it circulates in. That's how it attaches to human cells. Exactly what Fauci was developing happened to be also what led to his enrichment. And Elon Musk had once said that his pronouns are prosecute/Fauci. So in a way, we might have the prosecutions happening right now if it wasn't of the pardon, and if the pardon didn't date back to so far in the past. Noting Man says, using tax dollars to fund gain of function is violation of international law. You can't pardon war crimes. Hand them over to Interpol or The Hague. Yeah, good luck. Good luck. Working with this government, these organizations, these machines are as corrupt and more corrupt than the federal government itself. Good luck having them decide that Fauci suddenly is a criminal. But you are right. You are right that this money was sent in foreign nations precisely because with the transparency of the US, we would have known that the law was being violated, that gain of function was being done. So it was basically sent send that money to a country where we want no. And that happened to be China that was selected for this. Why is it important for Elon Musk to have access to the payment systems?
Why is it important for Elon Musk to have access to the payment systems at Treasury?
Well, he's got access only to letting people go that he thinks are no good if we agree with him. And it's only if we agree with him. He's a very talented guy from the standpoint of management and costs. And we put him in charge of seeing what he can do with certain groups and certain numbers. The numbers, some of the numbers are horrible, what he's found. 100 million dollars on condoms to Hamas. Condoms to Hamas. And many other things that are frankly even more ridiculous. And they're finding tremendous waste.
To be fair, when you fuck a goat, you need two layers.
Really waste, more than anything else, I think you could say. Probably fraud and abuse could be added to it. The more standard waste, fraud, and abuse. But they're finding tremendous amounts of really...
Why is it important for...
DK Shadow says layers. Yeah, so basically Elon Musk... of course, that was very important for Trump to say this, because Elon Musk probably doesn't have an official position, sanctified by Congress. And so it has to be that if Elon Musk discovers something, ultimately it has to be Trump that makes the decision. It seems to be the case for now. But it also seems that he was registered as some form of federal employee of some kind. Which is probably why in the recent meme by Elon, there is the dun 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 dun, you know, the thug life. La 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 la. There is this, but there is no joint coming in the mouth of the White House press conference lady. And I'm like, why is there no joint? Maybe it's because Elon is now a federal employee. Because normally when you use this music in a meme to say, oh, thug life, that person is tough, that person is so cool, they have a joint that comes in their mouth. And they have glasses, you know, sunglasses. But is it possible that because of the ban on federal employees in relation to drugs and consumption, is it possible that Elon Musk didn't include the joint because he would lose his status federally? I don't know. John Drake says, it's the D-O-double-G, Snoop Dogg! Yeah, Andrew Torba has a good point. You know, the white guy who now works at Doge and decoded a passage on an ancient scroll? He says, we are told that we need infinity H-1Bs because Americans are stupid and lazy. The reality, there are tens of thousands of young white men like this out there. Absolutely. And they are different than anything you could get through immigration. Because they have this Faustian white spirit of the European man. It's unachievable in any other race. And they will go. They will become the giga artist that's interested in specifically those scrolls. And the guy bought 3-4 computers that he runs. In a way, it makes me think about me, because I have computers running in my wardrobe. But the guy bought a couple of computers, stacked them in his wardrobe so he would have some computational power to do his stuff. Rodilacid says, JF, did you listen to Elon's Spaces last night? He was there with Vivek, and he said he would give weekly fireside spaces and give an update about what they found and which departments he's cutting. Well, no, I didn't listen to it. I saw the reports about it, but Elon is not productive. Like, okay, Elon is in the Department of Government Efficiency, but he is not in the Public Speaking Efficiency Department yet. That's Papa JF's specialty. Elon is not condensed at all. And whenever he comes to these spaces, he delivers so slow, already made up talking points. And so I'm never going to listen to an Elon space. Because here's someone who isn't fully into the public speaking thing. It's very obvious that he comes with already made up talking points that are written on some paper, and he's just going through them, and he's making it look nonchalant and like, oh yeah, let's just discuss. Oh yeah, we found this $20 million. Oh yeah, like that's nonsense. $20 million on condoms. Like, why would you put $20 million on condom? Like, like, we totally stopped it. No, I'm not gonna listen to this crap, bro. I need condensed information. 'Cause I'm getting pretty fucking tired. Bye-bye LGBT propaganda in the office or the school. Elon is highlighting a lot of the threats. The leftists are totally pissed. They want to threaten the young boys that are working at Doge. They say, oh, you're cute, you're going to be popular in jail. They say... their name drags their fucking bodies. There should be bad things happening to them. Blah. So basically all coded language to mean violence should be made against them. So a lot of threats toward these Doge people. I wouldn't be surprised we're going to see arrest maybe next week, maybe in a week, 2 weeks from now. We're going to see the federal forces cracking down on these social media accounts. Now, in America, there is very strong jurisprudence. If you say something like, that person should die, or even a bullet should be shot in that person's head, that is protected by the First Amendment. So I would be surprised that a lot of these will be non-actionable. Strange Channel says, JF, did you sell your BTC at 106 like I recommended? Turns out it was a very good tip. No, I huddled. And I, of course, yesterday I was like, oh, I shouldn't have huddled. But this today, we can see that it's recovered. And it seems that we are on a path of recovery. So I'm less desperate, less sad about not following your tip. And the fact is, Trump announced a sovereign wealth fund today. There's basically no doubt that this will contain Bitcoin in one form or another. So it's also a very exciting times where Bitcoin could surprise us. I think that today, the jump from, I think it was at what, 92K at some point, the jump back to 101K happened very quick and very radically. So I think Bitcoin still has some surprises in the bank. Now, ETH is being hammered. Poof. ETH is, man, it's not going well for ETH. Yet, I'm personally a big fan of the technology of ETH, but maybe the finances of it don't have to be as big. You know, ultimately, the ETH technology is run over in an overpriced manner on the ETH network. And we can see through the alternatives that have been developed, like BSC, like Polygon, there is a way to run that software much more cost-effectively. So in a way, ETH is stuck between, well, on the one hand, it's developing this superb smart contract software for the public settlement of affairs, which is, to me, very innovative. But it is also being outrun by copycats that can just take their software and run it at lower prices. So right now, ETH is being hammered in ways that I didn't even expect in this bull run. In a way, it's good. First, I'm not much in ETH. You know, I'm pretty out of ETH. and perhaps it will lead to a place for an alt season where ETH will suddenly recover from the ashes. Since Kanye West's wife went to the Grammys naked, basically, she had a dress, but it's a dress that was so see-through that she was basically naked at the Grammys. Someone has decided to do counter-programming by showing elegant dresses, and it reminded me of my girlfriend. This girl looks pretty much like my girlfriend and wears dresses that are as beautiful as those that my girlfriend wears on the everyday.
When marimba rhythms start to play, dance with me, make me sway, like the lazy ocean hugs the shore.
Those are very nice styles.
Hold me close, sway me more, like a flower bending in the breeze.
Okay, so people are suggesting that we pay attention to these classic ways of dressing, as opposed to the Kanye West wife, who was totally, boobs and vagina in the air, exposed at the Grammys. Blanket says, JF, did you see the tweet where Kanye said he wanted to have sex with Kamala? Yes, but, you know, there's no comment to be done about this because it's Kanye on a bipolar episode, coming back to Twitter like he does once every 2 years. And is it particularly insightful or intelligent humor? No. I used to want to fuck Kamala Harris, but now she's lost and I don't fuck losers. Okay. Okay, bro. I don't know what to say. Apparently, Kanye was invited to the Trump inauguration, but they asked him to rewrite an apology because they weren't sure that his apology was fit. He had to rewrite an apology for anti-Semitism, and Kanye decided that he didn't want to. So that's why he wasn't at the Trump inauguration. All right, what else do we have before we close the show? Yeah, that is pretty much what I had. U.S. to withdraw from UNRWA funding and U.S. to withdraw from the UN Human Rights Council. Now, there is, despite the celebration and despite the happiness that I have under this presidency, which is an impressive presidency, let us not forget that foreign aid to Israel was made an exception of. So we have all these bans on foreign aid, but they're temporary and Israel is not included. And on top of it, the UN Human Rights Council withdrawal seems that it will be justified on the grounds that the UN Human Rights Council is too anti-Israel. So it's like, we are still very much within what Trump had indicated he would do, which is a very much pro-Israel and still a statist federal state, but at the service of Israel. And the one thing that is positive on this side is I did hear Trump say to a journalist maybe a week ago, it's their war. It's their war. It's not our war. It's their war, but yes, they should take Gaza, basically. That's kind of interesting, but to what extent is it their war if we're now Trump is asking Congress to sign away $1 billion worth of bombs. To what extent is it their war if we're paying for it? The point here is I would like to see Trump applies what he clearly sees is the economic reasoned approach, which is that America shouldn't be paying for everything out there. And that should include Israel rather than exclude it. If that was done, we would have a perfect presidency. Much love. I'll see you all tomorrow.